This recording, Arkansas 10, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Batesville, Arkansas in 1949. My father was a veteran of World War II, and he and my mom had moved back to Arkansas from Colorado, where they'd been stationed during the war. And I grew up on a farm in Pleasant Plains, which is a hamlet, I guess. There were 150 people in this very small town. And we had gardens. We had chickens and cattle and horses. There was a pond. There were woods. One of my favorite things as a child would be to climb in the trees in the backyard with fresh tomatoes and read books. And I spent many afternoons doing that. When I did have to work in the garden, I was always very happy at the end of the summer because the corn was always near the highway and I didn't want people to see me hoeing. And so if the corn was high enough, I was invisible, which sounds sort of silly now. You're on the farm, everyone does this, but at the time, you know, that was a problem. We left the farm when I was 10, and my father went to graduate school in Louisiana, so we lived there for a while, and then we lived in Pine Bluff, which is in another part of the state. And by the time I finished college, I had lived in all 4 sections of Arkansas. I think one very clear memory I have, there was a big ice storm, maybe 1956 to 58, along in there. And for 2 weeks, we had no electricity. And that was pretty rough. But they came along with a portable generator. And it happened to be on the night that Father Knows Best was on television. And I remember so clearly sitting with the men in the generator, and my mother got to use the washing machine and, you know, some important things like that, probably run the vacuum. But I got to watch a television show for 30 minutes in the midst of this long ice storm. And we had another one this past winter that was very severe across the South, apparently much worse than that one. But it was a very isolated time. The schools were closed, the roads were closed.